Uncoupling. The things she forgets. That I called her by her last name when we slept together. That we were each looking for something we couldn't say. Holding the barest moments hostage on skin and on paper. That I would be nothing like her in the end. No lilies to say, I dare you, please don't. That everything and nothing changed when the leaves fell and the sky whispered itself gray as the charcoal in her hand when she sketched limes, blood oranges, that the snow slushed into the wailing creek and we swam, that it was like diving for pearls blindfolded in oil-gunked debris over and over in numbing flesh. And everyone knew what we were searching for but our own bodies. And when our knowing finally came, resting heavy like the morning dew on the spider webs, it would be unwieldy and spurred by spring thaw gnashing into the creek sides. That we wouldn't know how to be reckless anymore. That we would learn to be small and cautious and afraid. And once it was all over and done with, we would speak of each other the way one speaks of the dead, fondly, with respect to what is done.